welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Hawaii Crusaders. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with the less-than-enthused Tom Rackers. Hey. Before Tom and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Tom's conversation with Hawaii's head coach, Chris Henches.
Last week, a tough loss to Rockbridge. How does that affect it, the way you maybe practice or coach? Do you look at something that you might want to try to do different this week?
Well, I mean, you know, we just challenged the boys on Saturday morning, and we were all disappointed with the way we played in the second half. You know, the third quarter, we had a good third quarter. It was just, it's mostly fourth quarter. We just did not play well. We didn't get off the field on defense. We didn't sustain drives. We didn't finish drives for points. And you can't do that when you're playing a really good team like Rockbridge. They're going to take advantage. They got a great quarterback, great receivers. You know, we weren't getting any pressure on him in our pass rush and allowing him just to pick us apart. You know, so obviously we have things that we need to work on, things we need to get better with. And, you know, I think midseason losses, they can be learning experiences. I mean, the disappointing thing is that we're not going to win the conference championship. But, you know, my son was in town, and we, of course, came home after that loss, and we talked for a while. And, you know, he just said, Dad, he said, you know, sometimes midseason losses are good. You know, in his experience at Alabama, their freshman and junior year when they won national championships, they had midseason losses, and that kind of helped focus them. His sophomore and senior year when they were perfect in the regular season, they lost the national championship games. Yeah. So maybe there's something to just kind of refocusing. We sure had a good week of practice, and I'm really happy about the way the boys responded to that loss. I mean, a lot of focus, a lot of intensity, you know, great execution. It's been probably our best week of practice, and you know, maybe that loss was a wake-up call, and it'll propel us to a good post, you know, a rest of the season into the postseason.
You know, Rockbridge, obviously very talented. You got another talented team tonight when you head over to Capital City to play the Cavaliers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is Coach Collier's best football team, defensively, offensively. I like what they're doing offensively. They're throwing the ball a little bit more, not so one-dimensional. I think Schaefer's a good quarterback. He throws the ball well. He's been really improved in that phase of his game. And, of course, they still have Jalen Thomas, probably one of the best running backs in the state. So they certainly have our attention. Again, I think our boys respect them, and that's why we practice so hard this week. We just want to come out and play really well against a great, great quality opponent. It has a lot of implications, not just for the city championship, but also district seeds as well.
You know, their defense, too, has really, I think, been playing pretty good all year as well, hadn't it?
They have. They've employed that 3-3-5 Iowa State scheme, and it really starts with the three guys up front. They're really talented up front, and, you know, they fire off the ball. Great defensive line, and, you know, their linebackers are athletic, and, you know, with that five-man shell they play on the backside, it's hard to give up or get behind them, and they don't give up many big plays. Everything, you know, they rallied everything in front of them, and they're really good tacklers as well.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that was Elias head coach Chris Henches.
I'm enthused now.
All right, he's got a dose of tea in him, and now he's ready to roll. Tom, I guess we got to look back before we look forward. So last week, a real tough 29-22 loss to Rockbridge in overtime.
Yeah, you know, they're up by two scores midway through the third quarter, and it kind of looked like they were cruising. But, you know, things turned, and they couldn't get it turned back around.
Right.
Just, you know, momentum just kind of got away from them. You know, you go back, you know, till in the last minute of the first half, they're up 7-0, and in the final 15 seconds, Rockbridge throws a 79-yard touchdown pass, so you go into halftime tied. There's a mistake right there.
Right.
Then, you know, you get up 22-7, and then the offense kind of just started to sputter. The defense really could not get off the field. You know, they give up a lot of first downs on third down.
Okay.
You know, a chance to get off the field. Couldn't get it done. And, you know, they were piecing drives together. And, it turns out that, again, in the final seconds, Brady Davidson runs up the middle for 19 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
And they kicked the extra point. We're going to overtime. And at that point, you know, I don't know that a whole lot of people would have given Hawaii as much of a chance to win.
Right. I think it's one of those things where you look at it and go, not often in many games are you going to give up a score at the end of the first half, a score at the end of the second half, and a score to end, you know, overtime. Yeah. So it's like you gave up at three critical junctures, you gave up a score, which is obviously something at some point you have to go, we have to be better in those situations.
Yeah, and you say, you know, they have to be better. But and they do, you know, but it's... They, you know, couldn't get off the field, and they were getting tired, you know, and a lot of those kids play both ways. And, I mean, there were, I don't say excuses, there were reasons why it happened. But, you know, it just, somebody, if they could have, someone could have, or a group of somebody made a play and kind of stopped that stuff, and
right.
The game could very well have turned the other way, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. You mentioned that the offense slowed a little bit. Was that anything from a standpoint of getting conservative with things, or just things just didn't work when you wanted them to work?
I think, looking back, really, the offense may have played three good quarters in the last three games.
Okay.
I think this is more, this isn't a Rockbridge thing. This is a systematic thing. You know, they played well in the third quarter down to Camdenton, and in battle, you know, the second half they played better. I don't really know how great they played against Rockbridge at any point. You know, one of the touchdowns was an 80-yard punt return by Alex Marbury. And the other touchdown was a 4-yard run by Marbury after an interception was returned to the 4.
Yeah.
It's just they're having problems putting together drives.
Okay.
And, you know, at Camdenton, I thought, well, it was field position because they were getting the put, they were punts, they were getting pinned back inside their 10, inside their 5, just had problems getting out. But I don't know right now that it's not a matter of there's something else going on.
Okay.
And, excuse me. And I think that, you know, they need a fresh start and maybe the loss will be the kick in the pants that'll get them going.
So is there something, I'm sure that the coaching staff has ideas, the players probably have ideas, is there something that you've seen just as an outside observer that you go, this is the one thing that I can say is the clear problem, or is it might just be, it might just be a bunch of small things?
Yeah, it's a bunch of small things. You know, you look, they only threw for 87 yards last week. Well, that's not a Hawaii's game.
Right.
They throw for more than that. You know, they ended up with less than 300 total yards. That's not a Hawaii's thing either. And so, excuse me, fighting a cold here. It's a bunch of little things. I think, you know, it could be something as simple as, hey, one or two good things happen to them on offense, and then everything will be fine,
right.
And it'll be rolling again.
Right.
But, you know, you can't count on, you know, Alex Marbury returning kicks, which he's done twice this year, for your offense, because that's not sustainable, because other teams see that, and they are silly to kick it to him.
Right. I don't think you have to worry in terms of the defensive side of the ball because, yes, they've given up points, but last week was the most this season in a game, and it took overtime to get to that point,
right,
against a very good Rockbridge offense. So I think you're still to the point where it's not panic time because you go, well, our defense is going to keep us in things. It's just you just have to get that offense clicking at some point.
And see here, well, okay, let's go turn into specifics for tonight. You know, the offense is going to face something that it kind of doesn't – a defense from Capital City – that it has somewhat seen before, but not really. It's a 3-3-5,
okay,
which was is designed at Iowa State to kind of control a spread off, to combat a spread offense. So it's designed to kind of keep you from getting big plays, making you get the ball or be able to run a series to get down the field. And truthfully, that's something Hawaii's hadn't been able to do lately. Yeah, and I think it'll be interesting to see how that battle goes.
Okay.
To me, that is the matchup of the night. How the Hawaii's offense can do against that defense.
Okay.
Then you flip it the other way. You know, Capital City, Jalen Thomas, one of the top running backs in the state, you know, deserves all the plaudits that he can get. He's outstanding back.
Right.
You know, but one thing that they've added to it this year, you know, Evan Schaefer is in his, you know, he's got more experience at quarterback, and they have now, you know, in the past it's been, you know, they hope you sell out for the run, and then they throw it up, and hopefully somebody can run and catch it.
Right.
Well, that's not their passing offense anymore. Now they have an actual passing offense that, you know, there's guys running routes. There's guys, and that is something, you know, Chris said, you know, it used to be 90-10 run to pass. Now it's more 70-30. The pass is definitely a part of their offense, and Schaefer has been very, very accurate this year, and they're getting big yardage through the pass game, and that's something that you just can't sell it on the run against them anymore.
Yeah. Just to do a quick reset on everything, it's tonight's game is at Capital City, 7 o'clock start. Both teams 4-1 overall, both teams 3-1 in the CMAC, and I think it's worth noting from the standpoint of that's going to be very interesting because Kyle McRaven and I talked a little bit about in the Cavaliers podcast, but every year since the CMAC started, it's been 1-2 Elias Rockbridge in whatever order every year. There's never been a different two. This could be the first year that there is a different two if Cap City can put themselves into the conversation by getting a win tonight. So how much of the importance is, you know, you don't want to ever say, oh, you know, yay, we got second. But I think there is something about that this year if the Cavaliers are able to take that first step to be a non-Rockbridge or Elias to finish second.
I think more important than that is the city championship.
Sure.
You know, Capital City tonight could win the city title by going 2-0 against Jeff City and Elias.
Right.
Elias has won that all 4 years, has never lost a game to either one of them. And so I'm sure that, one of the first things Chris said after the game last Friday night was, well, we can't win the conference anymore, which is accurate because I don't know that anybody's going to push Rockbridge and the Bruins will go undefeated. It's like, we still have the city championship in front of us. It's the first thing he said.
Yeah.
So that is now our next goal. We have to be ready to go against Capital City because we don't want to lose that. That's a source of pride for this program.
I think I know what your answer will be, but any risk of a hangover tonight for the Crusaders?
I asked Chris, did you change anything during the week? You know, coming off a loss, did you do anything? And he goes, no, actually, you know, we had a Saturday morning, the film, they went through it and pointed out mistakes and said that the kids have really seemed really focused. They know what it's like to lose.
Okay.
They don't like that feeling, obviously.
Right.
And so take something from the loss, learn from your mistakes, and move on because there's nothing you can do about it now.
Yeah. It is a road game tonight. While it's not like, you know, you're going into one of the more hostile places you play.
I bet it'll be hostile a little bit tonight.
I bet it will be a little bit hostile. And I bet it also, I think it sounds like that, you know, the Cap City fans were energized last week in that big win against Jeff City. And it sounded like people showed up and showed out. So I think this all of a sudden becomes a little bit trickier place to play than maybe it has been in the past.
Yeah, Elias' first trip to Cap City, to their facility. All the previous Capital City wink-wink home games have been at Anka Stadium when they played. And, you know, I think looking forward to it, I've been out there, haven't seen a game there yet. I'm going to add that to the list. That list is getting long, the places where I've covered games.
Right.
But it'll be fun. I think the atmosphere will be charged. Capital City obviously knows what's going on.
Right.
You know, what they can achieve by winning this game. Elias does not want to let that happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it'll be butting heads tonight, and I think it could be a really good game.
Absolutely. So, with a game like this, you want to be at full strength. How's the injury situation for the Crusaders coming into tonight's game?
Getting better. C.J. Howell, Elias's a backup running back starter in the secondary, will be back. He missed the Rockbridge game with an illness. And Ben Holly, who we haven't talked about for a couple weeks, he was the young man that got injured at the Hickman game that with 6 minutes left ended the game with his injury. He was taken to the hospital. He was back participating in practice this week.
Okay.
And there's a chance he will be on some special team tonight. So that's really good news for him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, I guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast, and I'll just ask you who comes out on top in this very crucial game tonight.
In the past, picking the game, it would have just been for me, how much will Hawaii's win by?
Right.
I don't think that that's the case this year.
Okay.
I think Capital City has a very realistic chance at winning this game, and I think it could come down to a one-score game. I'll take Hawaii's 27-24.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Tom Rackers, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Tom Rackers on Twitter at TJRackers. Thanks for listening.